What if I told you that most heart attacks occur on Monday mornings from the time of 8 a.m. to 9 a.m.? Now, if you're like me, the conclusion you jump to is that people are getting ready for jobs that they can't stand. They are getting ready for a week that they dread. They are getting ready to suffer through the week just to make it towards the weekend. And it saddens me because their potential was much higher than that. Their destiny was much brighter than that. How are your Monday mornings? Are you fired up for your Monday mornings? Do you dread them? Do you anticipate them? Or do you despise them? How you view your Monday mornings is how you view your life, and it is an indication of where your life is headed. Or in other words, your destiny. Thank you for being here today. We are on our last episode of our 5-week series. Episode 1, who am I? Episode 2, where am I from? Episode 3, why am I here? Episode 4, what can I do? And now we are here, the 5th and final episode of this series. And the question that we're answering today is, where am I going? In other words, your destiny. Thank you, legends, for tuning in to another episode of the Leave Your Mark podcast. As always, I am your host, Miguel Mendoza, and this is the podcast created to help your legacy. Thank you from wherever you are tuning in from, whether it be YouTube, Patreon, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Please feel free to hit that subscribe button, that follow button, whatever it is, whatever that magical button is that you're on. Feel free to hit that button. I'm grateful to be a part of your journey. I'm grateful to be a part of helping you build your legacy. And gosh, what better way to do a Leave Your Mark podcast episode than to talk about your destiny. Here is the process that leads into your destiny. Everything starts with a thought. Everything starts in the mind. And then that thought leads to an action. And enough of those actions lead into a habit. And habits, an accumulation of all of your habits, lead into your character. And your character leads into your destiny. Now, let's break this down. I really want you guys to understand this. So let's go in reverse. So what leads directly into your destiny? Your character. What is your character? It is who you are. Character is not something you can fake. When you meet somebody, you can give off a great first impression. You can shake their hand, look them in the eye, seem like the most polite gentleman or gentlewoman, but you can only fake it for so long. Your character is your character. That is what you cannot fake. Eventually, you will be exposed for what your character is. So when it comes to who you are, guess what? The first episode of this 5-week series answering the 5 questions of human existence. The first one is called, who am I? Your identity, discovering it, and then recreating it if you need to. And just so you know, you will probably need to. Now, what leads into your character? Habits. What are the habits in your life right now? Are they healthy habits or are they toxic habits? Are you in the habit of reading every day, of growing every single day, of watching content, whether it be YouTube videos, movies, books, social media content, of things that are going to feed into your subconscious mind that are going to help propel you to the destiny that you desire? Do you have organized habits? Is your room clean? Step one. Is your car clean? Is your house clean? Is your office clean? If the answer is no to most of these, then your mind is not clean. one of my favorites. Are you in the habit of saying "I know" to everything? When someone tries to explain something to you, when someone tries to instruct you on something, when someone tries to correct you on something, are you in the habit of saying "I know"? If you are, that's not a good habit. Obviously, I've mentioned this a few times. Me and my son have gone viral on talking about this. But no coach, no teacher, no boss, no instructor wants to hear those words, "I know." I promise you they don't. What's the benefit of saying "I know"? No one actually cares that you know. They care if you can take instruction, if you can keep your mouth shut and say "yes, sir" or "yes, ma'am." Oh, but Miguel, that's what if we do know? We don't want to waste your time. It ain't going to hurt nobody. It is not going to hurt anybody if you keep your mouth shut and take the advice. It is only going to help. It's going to help your patience, help your pride. Because that's what it is, right? It's pride. We don't want to seem like we don't know everything. We want to seem like we do know everything. We want to seem like the smartest people in the world. All it is your insecurity trying to burst out and say, "I know." You don't know. Shut your mouth. Take the advice. So, not to get too off track here, talking about habits. But what are your habits? Okay, because remember, your habits lead into your character. Character leads into your destiny. Now, what forms a habit? Enough actions. Okay, one action doesn't lead into a destiny. This can be good. This can be bad news for you. It's good news because if you make one mistake, it doesn't lead into a habit. Okay, that's okay. But it could be bad news because if you go to the gym one time, it doesn't form a habit. You have to do these things consistently. Consistent action leads into a habit. Are you willing to go to the gym consistently? Are you willing to take action on your health consistently over and over again? That's what leads into that habit. Now, when it comes to destroying your health, leading down a dark path, drinking over and over again will lead into a habit of alcoholism, potentially. It works the same way with not taking action. If you continuously not take action on things you need to do, you're going to develop a habit of not getting done what needs to get done. That is how you get into a lazy habit. You are not lazy. You have just not taken action enough times to lead into a habit of not getting stuff done. Okay, now, what forms an action? A thought. Everything begins in the mind. Everything begins from a thought. What leads to a thought? Everything. Oh, man, everything. I have done a lot of episodes on the mind, the power of the mind. Almost in every episode, I mentioned the subconscious mind, of how things feed into your mind, even when you don't want them to. Even when you don't think they are, everything you watch, everything you listen to, the people you're around, what they're saying, their habits, everything is feeding into your mind, which influence thought. So if you are not happy with where you are right now, you need to take the steps all the way back to your thoughts. Are you feeding your mind good things? Right now, if you look at everything you are watching, everything you're around, everything you are allowing to circulate around your mind, is that the direction you want to head? Okay, this is the equation. This is the process of what leads to your destiny. Let me tell you like this. Where you are right now is completely because of you. We hate to admit that. We hate to take blame. We hate to have the finger pointed at us. But you are the one that allowed these thoughts to come into your mind. You are the one who allowed those thoughts to turn into actions because that's the process. But no, it's not my fault. It was my friends. You are the one that allowed these friends into your life. You are the one that has picked up the habits from these friends that you have allowed into your life. And therefore, your character has been formed from it. Now, that sounds like bad news, but I want to give you good news, okay? Where you are right now, who you are right now, is completely because of you. However, where you want to go, who you want to become, is also completely up to you. You hold the power to completely change your life. You hold the power to do a 180. You hold the power to change the trajectory of your life right now. Your destiny is determined by your decisions. We are the sum total of all the decisions that we have made. You need to make the decision to put the good things into your mind. You need to make the decision to take action on the good things that you're putting into your mind. And from that right there, from that start, your life will completely change. You can't expect a different outcome by doing the same things over and over again. If you want to continue getting what you are getting, just keep doing what you've been doing. You cannot become who you were born to be by doing the same things over and over again, by remaining the same person, by hanging out with the same people, by putting the same minimal effort in, by blaming the same people, by making the same excuses. Something has to change. You were born for greatness. It's time to start living like it. It's time to start living like your destiny is on the line. And I understand the hardships of life. I understand that you might feel like you are where you are right now because so many people have put you down. But I have good news. You are capable of more than what others expect from you. You were given your own unique vision. It was given to you. It wasn't given to anyone else. So it's time to stop expecting other people to see it for you. It's time to stop expecting people to believe in you. It's time to stop expecting people to cheer you on from the sidelines, to lift you up when you're down. It's your vision. It's your destiny. So you're the one that has to live it. You're the one that has to defend it by your actions. You're the one that has to be consistent. You're the one that has to pick yourself up when you're down. There's no other way. I would say I wish there was another way, but I don't. Because if there was an easy path, you wouldn't grow from it. Easy come, easy go. It has to be this way. Sir Winston Churchill said, courage is the capacity to go from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm. So not only do you go through these hard times, but you go through them with enthusiasm, excited, fired up. You should be excited when hard times come because you know you're on the right path. There are no hard times when you're comfortable. There will be hard times when you're poor, broke, and surrounded by toxic people. But when you're going after your vision, you will constantly go through adversity. But you cannot lose hope. You cannot lose enthusiasm. You will run into hard times as you are living out your destiny. If you don't want problems, don't do anything important in life. If you don't want problems, be like everybody else. If you don't want problems, be average, mediocre, living a life well beneath your potential, complaining about everything, blaming other people. Be just like everybody else if you don't want problems. But if you want to make a difference, if you want to pursue your vision, if you want to live out your maximum potential, there will be problems. And if you want it bad enough, you will get through those problems. Something that gets people off track is buying into the idea of being yourself. Many people will tell you, just be yourself, just be you. But they are wrong. They are crippling you and they are getting you off track to your destiny. Being yourself is the reason why you are where you are today. Being yourself is the reason why you are nowhere near your purpose and vision for this life. You need to change. I'm sorry for whatever it was that got you to where you are. Whatever it is that you're blaming, your childhood, your parents, your friends, your school, your old boss. but you need to change. The greatest threat to reaching your maximum potential is satisfaction with who you are right now. You need to make progress. If you are satisfied with where you are, or at least with where you're headed, continue to make progress. Continue to change. Many people don't associate with me anymore, and they talk down on me because they say I have changed, and they could not be more right. When a rocket is launching, it has its boosters that helps it get up off the ground. But at some point, it releases them. Because if it hangs on to the boosters, the rocket will not reach its destination. You will notice when you are on the right path, people will fall out of your life, or you will need to remove them from your life, because if you hang on to them, if they stick around, you will not reach your destination. A common trait I see in people who are living mediocre lives is the refusal to leave toxic people behind. And they may not even be toxic, but just leaving people behind who are not going to help them get to where they want to be. I wish it could all be kumbaya. I really do. I wish everybody I cross paths with that is nice, welcoming, hospitable. I wish I could keep them all in my life. I wish I could hang out with them all day, every day. But that comes at a cost. And that cost is your progress. That cost can be your destiny. Now, another thing that can interfere with your destiny is eyesight. What do I mean? Not your vision. Okay, your vision is great. Keep your vision. But there is eyesight and then there is mindsight. Eyesight judges life based off of what you can see. Mindsight judges life based off of what you could see, what your imagination tells you. In other words, your vision. If you live your life based off of eyesight, you will always be poor. You will always be miserable. Why? Because this world is in chaos right now. With the wars going on, with all the financial debt going on, still residual impact from COVID, there is a lot to be miserable about. But your mindset is what is going to rescue you out of the depths of depression and into your destiny. When I was in my last year of junior college, I was homeless. And I knew that had to be a part of the plan because I couldn't afford housing with all my other expenses. But I never saw things based off of eyesight, because if I did, I would have never made it out. I would have stayed homeless and miserable and a failure. But I saw what could happen. I saw that I had an opportunity to go to a university to play football. I saw that I had an opportunity to change my life forever. I knew I had to be in that grind during that time. But because of my mindsight, I made it out. Because of my mindsight, I got a scholarship to play at a four-year university. Because of my mindsight, I was able to start a business right after college. COVID happened. From there, I could have looked at eyesight. Gyms are shut down. I should shut down my business and do something else. But my mindsight said, it's possible. It's possible that I could still have a successful business that could impact many athletes. And that turned out to happen. Because I did not judge my life or my circumstance based off of eyesight, but mindsight. And I hope you do the same. Your mindsight is there. Your imagination is there. Don't you remember when you were a child? You believed everything that you thought. You believed everything that your imagination could draw up. But then people told you to be realistic. People told you to come back to reality. People told you what you can and cannot do. And as a young, innocent child, you believed them. But they could not be more wrong. You are limitless. The imagination that you had as a child was not deceitful. It was true. That is why most ideas, dreams, visions go into the graveyard with people when they die. It's because at some point in their lives, they were limited. At some point in their lives, they believed the lie that you can only do so much. They believed the lie that your dreams are just daydreams that do not belong in the world, that are not possible to come out into the world. It's time to stop believing those lies that come from other people who have failed in their dreams or even failed to take the first step. The first episode of this 5-week series was called Who Am I? And let me let you in on a little secret. Who you are is who you thought of first. And I'm talking about going back to a child. Whoever you thought of yourself, a king, a queen, an astronaut, someone who could change the world, someone who can bring unity, that child was right. But the world blinded that child. And it's time for you to take that blindfold off. Your true destiny is not a destination. You don't do what you were born to do. You have to become who you were meant to be. Something I say often is, it's not actually about achieving the dream. The important part is who you become in the process. The character you develop from all the hard work and sacrifice is what matters most. Just as Holmes said, what lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. The things that you do for yourself are gone when you're gone, but the things that you do for others remain as your legacy. During your funeral, when someone is giving the eulogy, what will they say? Can they say this? Okay, let's go there. Let's go there. Can they say, here lies said person. They helped change the world by... Actually, I don't think they did. But they watched every season of Game of Thrones, and they always let us know the drama and what other people were doing wrong. Is that what they're going to say? Or can they say that you helped make this world a better place? That you were refusing to take no for an answer? That even when times got hard and people gave up on you because of your circumstance, that you still pushed through and found a way? And because of that, you inspired other people to do the same. I believe that for you. I believe that will be your destiny. But do you believe that? I want to thank you so much for being with me through this 5-week series. If you haven't listened to all of the episodes of this series, please do so. And please share your favorite one, if not all of them, with someone that you care about. Because I care about your destiny and I care about your legacy.